idea. I can't remember your name, but you had a great idea. He said I need to put it up here, so that way y'all are always looking at me.
I like that. That's a great idea. But yeah, get back on that singing thing. You know, y'all, you can enjoy yourself at church, right? Oh, two of y'all. You can enjoy yourself at church, right? Yeah, that's more like it. So you ought to do that every once in a while, especially during the singing time. You know, we get all like, you know, reserved because you're a good Baptist, right? Yeah, that's what you've been taught. You got to be, You can enjoy your life just a little bit more, though. I promise you can. Take your hymnals out. Turn to page number 84, and I'm going to show you how you can enjoy yourself just a little bit. The red one, because y'all got more than one. Y'all need to get that one that says church hymnal on the back end of it, but that's all right. We're going to work with what we got right now. Some of y'all get that. Some of y'all don't have no idea what I'm talking about. That's all right. Go look it up. It'll be good. Page number 84. You see it? It's called Mansion Over Hilltop, right? Okay, everybody's heard the song, right? For the most part. Everybody's heard it. You sang it all your life, right? Because you're good Baptist people, and that's what we sing. We sing Mansion Over Hilltop. Okay. So everybody should have an idea of how it goes. Now, we could use our great piano players because they do a fantastic job. But because I'm trying to prove a point here, we're not going to use y'all right now. I need y'all to sing loud this time, okay? All right. Now, we used to go to the jail, me and my dad. It was a juvenile detention center. And when you go to a jail, you can't bring certain things like pianos in. So you kind of just have to just make it do. But I'm going to tell you right now, by the time we got done with song service, they looked happier than y'all do right now. So we're going to see if y'all can get happy, okay? It's number 84, and here's what you're going to do. You're going to stand up. Everybody's, oh, now I'm mad already. I got to stand up the rest of the time, so y'all ought to be able to stand up just for a little bit longer. Page number 84, okay? Now, you got to do what I do, okay? Now, you ain't got to do it like I do it, but you got to do what I do, all right? So when I put this book down over here, put yours down, okay? Because you'll know it when you get to that point, okay? But we're going to start off slow, and we're going to work our way into something fun, okay? All right, page number 84. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one, that silver line. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but a walk on streets that are pure as gold. I'd like to kill some of y'all, didn't it? Good night! Y'all act like y'all's elbows ain't never moved like that right there. We're going to sing the chorus one more time, all right? Loosen up your joints. It's all right. They do move in this way, okay? I promise you. It's going to be all, it's fine. It ain't going to hurt nobody, I promise, okay? You clap at ball games, you clap at concerts. Don't act like y'all don't go to some concerts now. I've seen some of your Facebook pages. You can clap for all them people. You ought to clap for this too. It's all right, I promise. God's still here. He didn't go nowhere, all right? So enjoy yourself. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. Sit down now. Did you enjoy yourself? You look like you're at least halfway smiling. Whether you're smiling because you're enjoying yourself or smiling at me or acting like an idiot, I don't care which one it is, but you're smiling. How many of you are glad to be in church this morning? Amen. Boy, we got a baptismal service coming up, and I'm excited about it. Y'all ought to be excited about it. That means somebody got saved, folks. That's what that means. You don't just get in the water to get in the water. You get in the water because you got saved. You're trying to show everybody else, hey, this is what I believed in, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And if I don't stop, we're going to have to do it right now. So we're going to stop. Take your Bibles, turn them to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. I'm going to preach fast if you listen fast, all right? Some of y'all are like, I don't believe him. I can preach fast, I promise. 1 Peter chapter 2. I love this church because y'all can have so much fun. Y'all just get excited. I see it's like y'all are a little bit hesitant, but then you just finally commit to it and it's all right. And y'all don't know what to do with me, so it even makes it much better for me. It's like, we ain't never done it that way. That's all right. It's good. Y'all need something different in your life. 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Before we get started, let's open a word of prayer. Brother Scott, why don't you stand open for a word of prayer, please? Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner." I want to talk more about the first part of that verse where it says, "Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious." Is he precious to you this morning? Is Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for your sins, is he truly precious to you? He ought to be. He died on the cross for your sins so that you could have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. He ought to be just precious to you. You know, we think about things in this old life that are precious to us. We think about all the stuff we can gain. We think even about our families. Those things are good. I love my wife and my kids. They're precious to me. I would do anything for him, but God, woo, that's different. Jesus Christ coming to this old earth and dying for my sins when I did not deserve it, when I didn't deserve it at all, he still hung on that cross for my sins. I'm telling you right now, he's precious to me. And he ought to be precious to you too. You ought to get excited about your salvation just every once in a while. You ain't got to do it all the time. I can tell you don't. But you ought to do it every once in a while. Why? Why is he precious to you? Why is he precious to you? Have you ever thought about how far he came for you? Just how far he came for you. I was thinking about this some years back, and I kind of looking at some stuff, and I was looking at some different things. And you know, when I was in high school, Pluto was as far as we went. And I know there's some talks about some other stuff, but I ain't in school no more, so I stopped at Pluto. Okay? Pluto's as far as we go. So Pluto is 4.67 billion miles away from Earth. Okay, now I Googled this. If it's wrong, take it up with Google. It's 4.67 billion miles away. That's way out yonder, folks. Way out yonder. The fastest spacecraft that has ever left Earth traveled nearly 1 million miles a day. That's faster than your sports car. By just a touch, okay? Like, that's getting it. Like, that's humming. But, even going that fast, traveling that many miles a day, it would still take it 9.5 years to get to Pluto. That's a long time, traveling that fast. You realize God went a little farther for you, though, right? He left heaven for you. But yeah, we act like he's not really that precious. Come on now. How far he came. We think about how far he came, but we also think about what he left. Now that gets a little bit deeper right there. Turn your Bibles to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21. Some scriptures you've read before. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 18. The Bible says, "In the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass."
Skip down to verse 21, the Bible says, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither the moon, to shine in it, for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Now that ought to get you right there. I like to think about how far he came. He traveled a long way for me, okay? Now I traveled an hour and a half to get here this morning with two children and my wife. My wife was not the problem, I promise you. But them two children, woo, I heard all the Bob the Builder I want to hear. But I know he can fix it, whatever it is. I traveled an hour and a half, thought that was a long way to get here. And I think about how far he came and how much he was willing to do just to get to me. But when I think about what he left, man, that gets different. Can you think about the splendor of heaven just a minute? I just want you to envision it, okay? When you're singing and when you're traveling, you're doing gospel music, they talk about painting pictures. That's what you do when you're on stage. When you're on stage every night, you're painting pictures for people. You're trying to get them to see what you're singing about constantly. So I want you to paint that picture in your mind, okay? Just think about heaven, just what you know about heaven, okay? Just what you've read about it, just what you can imagine about it. All the gold, all the jewels, all the pearls, all the splendor, all the mansions. Can you imagine walking through something we think is so precious to us? That gold is just, that's the it thing, right? I mean, to the point that when you get married, you give it to your wife, right? It's supposed to be important. It's supposed to mean something. It's precious. But yet you're going to walk on it. And it'll be in its purest form. It'll be like glass. It isn't just some kind of gold, a sort of gold. It's not just a good quality. It is the best of the best, and you will walk on it. Can you imagine that? Just for a moment, can you imagine actually walking on it? Can you imagine seeing gates made of pearl? Now, I'm not rich, but we have a gate in front of my property. Now, if it had pearls on it, some of y'all would stop by. For one reason or the other. One, you think I'm going to give you money. Two, you're going to try to take some pearls off that gate. But either way, you're going to stop by if there's pearls on a gate. Because you know somebody's got some money somewhere. We would think that that was just ridiculous. Why would you put something so precious on a gate? Come on now, we hold that. We hold that as importance around. Hey, you give those presents to your wife. You give those presents to your grandkids and your kids when they grow up. And give them as graduation presents. Why? Because they mean something. They're important. They're expensive. They're precious. They're just gates in heaven. You sit there and you think about all those things, and it's wonderful to think about it. That river that's going to flow through there, how crystal clear it's going to be. I kind of think about the crappie. What they going to look like in there? I kind of think there might be a green field somewhere you can go deer hunting. Saddle hunting. I'm right there with you. Just playing. But I think about all the things that are going to be there, all the things we're going to see, all that wonder. But then I sit there and I go a little farther, because that's when you start talking about God sitting on his throne over there. We used to sing a song and it was talking about, you know, just trying to get to God. It was that whole picture of painting that you're walking through all of these things and you're seeing Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you're talking to Timothy, and you're going through all this process of all these people that you've heard about all your life, that you've read in the Word of God, that did all these amazing things, the things about stopping up talking to Paul for just a minute. That'd be fun. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'd run him over to get to God. And I get to thinking about just where you're getting a glimpse, where you've just walked in the gate and you're seeing everything and it's just blowing your mind. But as you walk through, you start seeing something real shiny off in the distance. And you're like, I got to get there. And you just keep kind of moving through the crowd. You're pushing people over. You're sitting there and they're trying to stop and talk to you for a minute because, you know, they've been there for a little while, but you hadn't.
and you're trying to get through to see what's that shiny thing on the other side. I mean, it's already great, but there's something else over there that I've never seen anything like that before. And you work your way through the crowd, and you work your way through all the people, and then all of a sudden you're standing there before God Almighty. Man, that ought to excite you. Standing before God in all of His glory. All of His glory. Not just a part of it. It isn't like Moses where he saw his hind part. It's all of His glory. We couldn't handle it down here. It was something man couldn't handle. But in heaven we can handle it. We'll be able to see what it really means to be God. Man, just to imagine that. To be able to understand some things. I don't know that we'll understand it all, but I know we're going to understand some things that we don't understand now. To be able to sit back and go, you know what? Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins, and I can see completely why He'd do it now. Because you'll know the difference then. You'll know what heaven is, and you'll know what hell is at that moment in time. And you'll really get a grasp of what He just saved you from. Is He precious to you? Come on now, is He precious to you? He went a long way, but He left a great deal. Boy, He had it made. Jesus Christ had it made. He could have stayed there. But He knew that you needed Him. You see, when there wasn't anybody to die on the cross for your sins, He knew that He had to be that full atonement. We know in the Word of God there's some partial atonements. Yeah, but they only covered so much. But when Jesus Christ died on that cross, He let captivity captive. That's good right there. I don't care if you do understand it. It's good. You grasp that right there, and boy, you will change your life. He let captivity captive. There was only a partial remnant. Now there's a full atonement. Jesus Christ dies on the cross for your sins. You can go straight to the Father. You don't have to go through anybody else. You don't have to try to talk to somebody to get around Him. You can go straight to God. The one who died on the cross for your sins. And He left all of this glory just for you. How far He came and what He left. Turn to Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4. I'm almost done. Hallelujah, right? I told you I'd preach fast if you'd listen fast. And I'm trying to get to Reese's moment. Don't she look pretty? Got that hat on and everything. Boy, she's ready to go. I'm the only one that's going to make your pictures look bad. Don't worry about it. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." Now, that excites me a lot right there. Because you see, He left something so precious. But what He gave, my mind can't even comprehend. He took a people that weren't a people. A Gentile dog that deserved absolutely nothing. Somebody that wanted the crumbs that fell from the master's table. Wasn't even His own people. It'll do you good right here. I wasn't born into it. I was adopted. He chose me. He said, you know what? You can have this free gift of salvation right here. All you gotta do is take it. You don't have to proselyte to Judaism anymore. You don't have to do all those things. You don't have to keep the law. You don't have to do all these things. That's been done away with. My people rejected me, so I took a people that weren't a people and I made them into jealousy. And I said, you know what? You can get in with a free gift of salvation. That right there ought to just excite you, because before it was a little more difficult, but now it's easy. Amen. Now it's simply just believing in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he said, I have done that for you when you did not deserve it. I say it week in and week out, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I didn't deserve it, but yet he still went to the cross and died for me. He still went to that cruel Roman cross and gave everything up for it. Why? So that I could have eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It was only through him. And it's unto everybody. I want you to understand that. It's unto every single solitary person that sits in this room. I don't care how bad you think you've been. Paul said he was the chiefest of sinners. He still met him on a Damascus road. It doesn't matter how far you've gone. You say, well, I'm too old. No. No, you're not. I'm too young. That sure ain't right. I got too much living to do. Well, you may think you do, but it's unto you. Think about these babies, man. You want to see them one day just grow up and just accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray every single solitary day for that one right there. Every single solitary day for that little girl sitting in the back right now, probably terrorizing everybody. Lord, just let them be saved at a young age. Let them understand what you did on the cross for them when they didn't deserve it. Let them grasp it just a little bit. That's what it's all about, folks. Is he precious to you? You see, he thought you were precious enough. He thought you were. And a lot of times now we just get saved and sit back, call it a done day. Wear our fancy coats and that's all we do. Brother Scott likes my coat, I'm going to give it to him one day. He won't ever wear it, but sit in his closet. We have a tendency to do that though. You get saved and just... But if he's precious to you, man, you'll do something different, won't you? You'll want to tell somebody else about Jesus Christ, won't you? You want to share Jesus Christ with just one more person. You want to see one more soul saved, and one more soul saved, and one more soul saved, and one more soul saved. I am thankful for what Jesus Christ has done in just a little while in this church. Man, we've seen some amazing things. We've had some young ladies that have gotten saved. We had three of them earlier this year, and then not too many months ago, and you a couple weeks ago, right? Yeah. My timelines are fading from me. But I sit there and think about what God's done. But I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't want to stop now. I'd like to see one more. That's fine with me. It wouldn't hurt my feelings in there a lick. I'd come back and baptize another one. I'll do it till y'all don't want me to do it anymore. Why? Because it's important. Because he's precious to me. Because of what he did for me, what he left, what he gave. Is he precious to you this morning? How many of you remember when you were saved? Raise your hand. Amen. I'm looking to see who's not. I'm just playing. You remember the day. You remember the time. You remember the moment. Do you ever go back and relive it a little bit? It's good to do it every once in a while now. You say, well, I mean, it wasn't... Yeah, it was good. I can guarantee you this right now. When you get up, like I was at a K-4 classroom, when I got up, the first thing I wanted to do was tell somebody. I remember walking up to my dad, who was a preacher at the time, just saying, hey, do you know you're going to heaven when you die? Hey, son, come on now. Why? I just want to tell somebody. I wanted them to feel the same way I felt. I wanted to make sure that everybody had what I had. Because you see, going to heaven was important to me. I didn't want to die and spend an eternity in hell. I wanted to be able to spend an eternity with Jesus Christ, the one who died for my sins. I was excited about it. He was precious to me, and He's still precious to me. He's the most precious thing in my life because He gave me something that no one else could give me. Eternal life. Eternal life. I just want to know if He's precious to you. One of my favorite songs that we have ever got to sing was, "He knew me, yet He loved me." Man, when He was on the cross, I was on His mind. I was on His mind. When He hung there and He was thinking, hey, there's going to be a fat boy that can't do a whole lot of nothing right, but he's going to need God one day. And He died on that cross so that I could have eternal life. He did the same thing for you. He did the same thing for everybody in this room, folks. And He says, here's a free gift of salvation. All you've got to do is take it. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Just grasp it. Just go for it. I know it may be hard. I know you may have been dealing with some stuff in your life. You may be sitting there saying, I can't get up in front of all these people. I'm here to tell you right now, God will help you if you just get up. We're fixing to have an invitation time. We're done. Fixing to have this invitation time. I don't know what you've been doing. I don't know what you bring through the door. I have no idea what your eternity is. I don't know. I'm not going to come and beg you. I'm not going to come embarrass you, but I'm here to tell you right now, if you want to know what I got, I'd be glad to take that Word of God and show you. There'd be other people that if you want to talk to them, some of the women in this church, they would be able to take some of these ladies and say, hey, I can show you what Jesus Christ did for me. Some of these men could say, hey, let me show you what God did for me. It'd make their day, it'd make their week, it'd make their year. I don't know what you bring through the door, but I know God is bigger than anything that's going on in your life. It may not seem like it. It may be a little overwhelming, but I promise you right now, He's bigger than any situation that's going on. And if you're saved and you got something to look forward to, you got that hope, it'll make some of those problems not seem so bad. Because even at their worst, man, what you got to look forward to, it's far better than what this world has to offer. Let's let our piano player come forward. I want everybody to stand to their feet.